Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Jeremiah Edward. I don't think I qualify, but how are you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Not bad.
All right. Do you have that 16-digit code that I could start off with?
2511. 0501. Did you get 0501?
I got 0501.
0010.
0010.
2729.
Okay, what's your first name?
Edward.
Edward, okay. All right.
I've done a couple loans before. They're not in good standing. I need to pay them back. So that's why I don't know if I'd qualify, but I make a lot of good gross per month, but I'm just looking for, you know, $8,000 to $10,000 to catch my business up. Something $1,000 a month, you know, but credit cards, I do about $7,500 a month, and I'm around $12,000 to $18,000 gross per month for the last 3 months.
Who do you?
And I have horrible credit, so yeah.
Okay, credit is not going to be a big factor here. I mean, it's a small factor, but we primarily base it off sales. But you said you owe some people money. What do you owe?
Yeah, that's why I don't think I would qualify. A while back, I've been through about 3 business names. I, you know, started the business from the ground up. I noticed that it went $12,000 a year gross building. So sometimes I went bad on my own personal self in the winter time frame a couple times, just a seasonal sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I went real far down, and I owed a bunch of people. And what happened, I had to reimburse some people, and I went down negative, and the darn merchant capital kept taking money, obviously, out of my account, just kept going horribly negative. And I had a business. People still want to buy scooters from me. I remember one in Colorado. So sales keep going when my bank is tanking. So I just made another business name and, you know, started another business account. And I know that went a bit bad, and I owe them like $11,000. And so I need to work that out with them. And years down the line, another couple of years, or a year or so, in the new business name, there was a manufacturer I owed some money to, about $17,000. And so I got approved through financial or Pacific Leasing, and that got approved. And that got paid off, and I started paying people off. And then, again, the winter thing hit because I took too much money, 17. I just needed 10. So because I owe those two people, I'm still going to pay them, you see. It's just that the fact that I don't think I can get any loan at all. But I the only other thing that looks, if somebody says, hey, we'll give you a loan, is the only thing is that, yes, I've made my growth situation mistakes that I'm coming back on. I've been doing this for now, my 6-year anniversary is September 21st here coming up, you know. I was married, divorced, you know, I mean, that screwed up things. I, you know, a lot of these things are factors where I owe a couple loan companies that I know I'm going to pay them back. So here I am. If I had a money loan, I could or couldn't use it. Here's the reason, is I moved my retail in May to a better spot. I went from like 10 to 16,000 gross all the way up to 12 to 18.5 gross just by moving next to Walgreens, and 60 cars every 60 seconds goes by my store with scooters, you see what I mean? So now I'm making like 8 to 10,000 net a month. And my bills are about 75, but if I had about a $10,000 loan or $8,000 loan, even $5,000, it would pay off a few manufacturers' equipment stuff that it would save me $1,800 per month by getting a small loan. I know this sounds crazy. I need to tell you my story. You know, I'm honest here.
No,
because sometimes you guys go by the story. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. But anyways, here's the thing. There's one manufacturer you can follow me. It's only $735. And if I pay that off, I can buy batteries direct from them instead of my buddy. I pay an extra $20 a pair of batteries. I do mobility scooters from my buddy. And I do about 5 to 6 pair a week. I mean, that's almost $120 to $140. Dollars I'm paying him because I can't order direct until I pay this $730 some off. I'm doing 4 to 6 pair a week. I mean, it's ballparking, and basically I'd save $500 a month by paying a $730 bill. Then the next one is there's a manufacturer I owe $3,500, and if I pay them $3,500, they'll give me $1,500 credit to buy scooters, but I would not have to pay them $1,250 a month anymore. You see, it'd be paid off. So, I mean, that's another, you know, whatever, 12, whatever. I mean, and then the other part is not even I don't even need money for it. After I paid this rent of this place, it's the deposit split up, and now you save $200. Basically, I'd save $1,800. So what I'm looking at is if I got anything more, I would buy stock for my store, you know, because stock is coming in and out, and it's hard to keep it on the floor, you know. So I'd buy new stock, you know, but I don't have to. But you know, if I did a loan, $5,000 to $10,000, you know, $10,000 would be nice. I can save $2,000 back for your guys' payment. You know, I go through Chase to Chase, and I know you guys have daily and weekly and monthly, and I hate the daily, and I know that might have to happen, but I'm just trying to mull around, number one, if I would get approved, okay, and if you did, we'd do it for this amount, sir. You know, I mean, I can tell you my amounts, I can give you 10,000 pieces of paper from my bank and all that, but also somebody can tell me, dude, you owed a couple people, you know what, maybe when you pay them off, we'll talk to you later, instead of doing all these damn copies of everything, and you know what I mean? I mean, it's just
crazy. I totally understand what you're saying. So there's a possibility we can do something for you. I don't know right off the top of my head, you know, like, best thing I can say is that I'll submit it for you and see what it comes back. I mean, if it comes back where you get approved, then sweet, you know, we'll make something happen and start building your...
Well, and other companies, do you think I'll be just somebody that's a rotten egg to not even touch?
Yeah, what other companies
have you talked balances? To? Well, I told you, no, I didn't talk to anybody. I owe Merchant Capital from 2012 or somewhere around there. And then the other one is Financial Pacific Leasing from like 2014 or something.
But you owe them under other business names or under your current name?
Under different business names. Not under the Best Price Mobility Scooters business name now that I have now. I don't owe any loan companies under this Best Price Mobility Scooters federal ID business that I had to restart and go, you know, because the company was selling and I had to just fix my own personal damn self, whatever I needed to do, get another damn, you know, instead of Best Price Scooters, call it Best Price with a D, you got another FID, and, you know, I'm not making a habit of that. I'm just saying I had to do that 3 or 4 times to keep my bank accepting cash from these people throwing me their checks and cash and Visa cards and MasterCards and everything because I'm running, you know, I mean, my low month was 4,500 in the December time frame. So yeah, it goes that down, and I'm like, oh my God. And then it comes back up around the, you know, 6,000 to 8,000. All of a sudden, when it hit like April, I had a big $30,000 sale. So April shows about 40,000 put in the bank. And then May was like about a 15,000 month, and June was 18.4. And that's not cash. Sometimes I hold the cash. You know, I think I hit 20 grand. But anyways, what the bank shows is 18.4. And then the next month I took a 6,000 gross hit. And so it made me a little bit behind because I was putting all my extra eggs out to pay these people off, you see, so I can save 1,800 a month. I was trying to do it too quick. I was trying to pay everybody off too quickly, to be honest with you. If I had $1,500 in the bank, I would throw $1,000 down on somebody to get caught up. I live minimal, and I try to get my shit paid off, so that way the winter time and next year, I only would owe one company I made an agreement with, a manufacturer. It's only $500 a month. So all this talk I'm telling you would be this. Child support, this $500 a month loan that'll be paid off by next year. And then my two rents, my retail and my home rent. And that's all I do, which is equals about $4,500 a month. And I'm doing about $8,000 to $10,000 net. And I'm doing about $12,000 to $19,000 gross a month average, you see. So I don't know what that means, but I mean, if I had some help, it would help me. But if I didn't get the loan, all I have to do is keep selling and I'll be done by October, November, and I don't need your loan.
What are your, you know what I mean? What are your, I mean, what do your bank statements look like?
Like at the end of the month, I have hardly anything left because I'm putting everything out. So the bank statements show about 40 deposits a month almost in the 40 area of deposits. And, you know, I try to avoid credit card as much as possible, but the credit card companies say I average $7,500 a month in credit cards.
Do you have any negative balances in your bank statements?
I had a negative balance that happened actually a couple times because I missed the credit card versus the Labor Day, or not the Labor Day, but, you know, when the credit card goes in, it takes 2 to 3, sometimes it takes 3 days to get in. Yeah. And I misjudged a couple things. I have a couple electronics, and then I had some electronic loan guys that I have set up. That this $500 that I tell you about, I have a 5-day leeway. sometimes they run the darn thing without, if I don't give them a 3-day advance, or they don't call me to, for me to extend it a day or two. And they would run the darn thing, throw me into a dang negative, and all of a sudden I put $3,000 in the next day. You know what I mean? I've been averaging almost, you know, net 500 a week, like I said. But, yeah, there was a couple times I went negative because of those situations. And the rest of the time I was all positive, ending in the month with like 2,500 or something. It doesn't show that I'm ending with a ton of money. I'm putting the money out as I get it because I'm trying to get paid off.
But how many negative days would you say that you have in a bank statement in a calendar month?
I think within the last 4 months, it might have went negative once or twice because of the credit card hitting.
Okay. You know what I mean? That's not bad.
That it didn't get, you know, it didn't cross over in time. And there's a lot of time. I put $4,500 out like 2 weeks ago. And, you know, sometimes it, you know, you got to put out some money from some folks' products and everything. But the biggest thing is, here's the great thing. If $3,500 was paid to a manufacturer, it takes away $1,250 a month from me to pay them off. And I'm buying prepaid from me. And they would, once they're paid $3,500, they're going to give me instant inside manufacturer credits. I've been buying from them for 6 years. So they're going to give me $1,500. So I don't need your guys' dollars in a way to do that. See, $5,000 would be the lowest loan that I would be helpful to me. But $8,000 to $10,000 would be dreaming a bit, but it's not real strong that I need that would save me the dollars and put a little cushion in the bank and pay my rents up a little bit, you know, maybe buy some product and then I'll be good, you know? So I don't know how to tell you this, but that's my story. What's your story? What do you think? And you go daily, weekly, monthly, and then am I too big of a risk, you think? And then we shouldn't even try this.
Yeah, it is definitely a big risk. I don't know if there's much we can do for you, to be honest.
Okay.
No,
that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Just being a little upfront with honesty. You. Yeah,
I can bust ass and look good next year, you know. I mean, geez. Yeah
definitely. If you can, you know, get the balance that you paid off with the merchant capital, and if you have, like, good balances at the end of the month, that's really what it comes down to, is your bank statements. So if you can have a solid...
I know what to look forward to, yeah, so I can do
yeah, if you could do it for 3 months straight, if you can maintain a balance of anywhere from, like, 5 to 10 grand would be a huge jump for you. So if you could do that and then have no negative days for 3 months straight, give me a call back.
All right. Sounds good, man. I got you here. All right, fine. Cool. Thanks for listening to me. Thanks for letting me be honest.
Yeah, no problem, man. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.